We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Jason Lewis and Ariel Kebble of NBC's Midnight Texas. Guys, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, Neil. Doing great. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, doing fantastic. Want to kind of jump into, you guys have the greatest fans, because Jason and Ariel, you would flat out say this, right? With what they've done to showing how much they are rabid about the show, you guys continue, right, Jason? Jason?
I absolutely would. I mean, this is, it's been a unique experience for me and all that I've done. This is a group of fans unlike anything I've ever encountered. How invested and just supportive and involved they are. It feels like, you know, we run around and we say, Midnighters, are you a Midnighter? And all of our fans are Midnighters, too. It's like an extended part of the family that is the casting crew.
And the support has been incredible. I mean, you know, there was a long break between season one and two, and the support we felt throughout that time just kept us going, honestly. I feel like, you know, doing this for you all, so it's very real to us, and we're so appreciative, and we hope you like season two as much or even more than season one.
And here's the thing, guys, that I think that executives at NBC, ABC, CBS, all the different channels that don't have something like that word that starts with an N, that there are so many people, we're such busy people that spend time either watching online, they spend time watching as a DVR, they spend time going back and binge watching later, that to kind of equate who are the fans and who are not the fans, it's up to the fans. They have to create these Facebook pages. They got to create these message boards. They got to let people know that they're watching.
They have to ship our characters. We need to be shipped. We need Lamivia, okay?
Which is really kind of a cool, I think, part about distribution at this point in our history. Never has the audience had so much say and sway over what content is showing up on air. So thank you guys, because I love this world.
It's incredible.
I world to play. And my big thing now is I love watching so many shows on NBC now, and I catch up and watch them. Now I see that all of season one is available at NBC's website in Midnight, Texas. So now I have the time, Jason, because I'm a fan of this, to watch.
Woo-hoo!
Because there's nothing but junk to binge watch on some of these other places. So,
I like the way you think. You just keep thinking that way, sir.
Yes, sir, Neil.
After I watched another great NBC show, The Good Place, and caught up all the way to season three, I said to myself, I'm sounding like a billboard for you guys right now. And I said, okay, now I see, when I was researching you guys today, I caught up with some of you, the stars last year on Midnight Texas. And I was pushing, saying, hey, this is, again, so huge. But I've not had time to watch the show. Now I'll be binge watching season one and then catching up with season two, Jason. And that's a recommendation for people on my network that have not watched you guys yet, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to see season two, then, because if you like season one,
you're in for a real treat.
We really just grew and expanded. I think that,
what did
you
say? Sexier,
softier,
sultrier.
We haven't done this before. But it is. It took what was wonderful in season one and just expanded upon it. The relationships are more interactive. The characters are more developed. It's got more action than the first season and more heightened circumstances and humor, I think. I love this show, and I'm so grateful for you supporting it.
All right, Jason, let's talk about your character really quickly. So we sell other people that are fans of the True Blood and fans of vampires and all the different supernatural creatures, Jason, why people should watch the show. Tell us about your character.
A fallen angel. He's been around for millennia, and he left the fold specifically because he fell in love with a demon, and his mentor angel wanted to destroy him for the slight. So season one finds Joe sort of hiding and repressing himself for literally 1,000 years stay away from this destructive angel that wants to destroy his love and him. That's answered in season one. That angel is defeated, and it leaves Joe in a sort of a vacuum of identity in season two. So he questions what's his purpose and who he is, and in comes this sexy character. Josh Kelly plays Walker Chisholm, a demon-hunting cowboy, human, and he's basically living the life I was meant to live, and it kind of intrigues me, and he's kind of hot, and it kind of makes me start questioning things. What? Relationship, and then all sorts of bam, it's booze. That's all I'm going to get you.
And that's where the characters, and that's where you kind of were there to help. So you're definitely a good guy, Jason, right? You're a good guy on this show, especially when you kind of can't tell sometimes the supernatural characters from each other, right? At times.
Very much so. I'd say that all the Midnighters were, you know, good people, but we're not as morally...
We have a different moral compass.
Yeah, than the average person. Like, if you come into my town and you mean harm to me, I might send my assassin friend over here and kick your butt.
Us Midnighters, we're family.
Yeah, so if you come in with good intention, you're fine. If you come into our town and cause harm, actually one of my favorite parts about the show is the idea of if you had to face bullies, instead of being normal, you had a witch, you had a psychic, you had an assassin, a demon, an angel, a vampire. You know, you face those bullies pretty well.
Exactly. Ariel, tell us about your character.
Olivia Charity is the assassin friend Jason is talking about. And we, you know, at the end of season one, she got married to Lem, her vampire love of her life. And so we pick up season two with them deep into married life, and which is huge for someone like Olivia because she's never trusted a man, never saw herself getting married, and certainly didn't see herself sharing her space and her life with someone. So that's like a huge woe right there. And then on top of that, because she's creating this new life, there's a lot of opportunity for like past wounds that are coming up, you know, for healing, for her to really look at and say, like, you know, with this new life with Lem, like how much longer is there even room to hold on to the past anymore? Because she's creating a future with someone new, and it's a happier place. And so this, you know, last season was all about just establishing the character and letting people know what a badass she is. And this season is really about her healing and her letting go. And there's an episode where she confronts her father. And episodes 4 and 5, I'm excited for people to see just for Olivia's character. Other episodes are like massive for the town of Midnight, but for her character specifically, those episodes. And there's still all the fighting. You know, I do all my own. I do as many of my own stunts as I can. I do weapon training, fight choreography, all that stuff. But this season, it was like really a chance to see a bit of what's going on the inside of Olivia. So I hope people enjoy that because, you know, no person is just tough. We've all got stuff going on inside of us. And so I was grateful that the writers this season really took us on a journey with her.
Well, guys, what I was saying, and I don't know if you missed this, Jason, I will be binge watching starting today. Then I will get through all of season one and then hit the season two and watch every week. And that's what's so great is you always can catch up at NBC's website and watch the episodes. And that's it's a great thing, especially when you're always on the go. So where's the best place we can connect with you guys? Again, everyone needs to tune in on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. To Midnight Texas, but best place we can connect with you guys social media wise, Jason, real quick. You and Ariel,
we're going to be live tweeting the premiere tomorrow night. So jump on Twitter and
say hi to us.
And say hello, and I will do my best to keep up.
He will. I'll help him out.
Ariel will be there to keep it up.
All right. Well, best of luck, guys. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye bye. You listen to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.